This is Fresh Air. Last night, Stephen Colbert inherited David Letterman's program, Time Slot, and Ed Sullivan Theater as the new Late Show host on CBS. The big question asked in advance was whether Colbert would be as funny and entertaining after shedding the fake conservative pundit he played for years on The Colbert Report. And according to our TV critic, David Bianculli, the big answer is yes.
Tonight, Stephen welcomes George Clooney, Governor Jeb Bush, musical guest Mavis Staples and friends, featuring John Batiste and Stay Human, come on.
First nights on TV talk shows provide quick and sometimes misleading first impressions. As Stephen Colbert joked in his opening monologue, he had 9 months to plan his first show. But these first impressions do count for a lot, especially about the structure and atmosphere a new host brings to the job. Colbert didn't mess with the existing structure of The Late Show itself. Opening monologue, sit behind a desk, interview a few guests, showcase some music at the end. But the interior structure of the Ed Sullivan Theater was significantly different. So much so that one of the opening night guests, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush, took note.
The White House is not nicer than this. I want you to know that.
You got more pictures of yourself than I thought you would have had.
There are a lot of pictures of me in here. I used to play a narcissistic conservative pundit. Now I'm just a narcissist.
No. No, Stephen Colbert is a lot more than that. He opened the show with a film montage showing him singing harmony on the Star-Spangled Banner with various people across the country, and closed it by joining new Late Show band leader John Batiste and his band Stay Human and special guests on a high-energy performance of Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People. So, as Colbert has proven by performing in a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's Company, he really can sing. He acted as his own announcer, introducing the evening's talent, including himself. He did a solo comedy bit, gorging on Oreos in response to Donald Trump's recent rejection of them. He delivered a short but solid monologue, and, interviewing his guests as himself rather than the character he played on Comedy Central, acted as straight man to George Clooney and genial inquisitor to Jeb Bush, whose stated desire to bring people together brought this response from the host.
Do you think that you could bring people together? Because everybody says they want to bring people together. But when you get down to the campaigning or get down to what passes for governing now, it often ends up being just a game of blood sport.
You know,
you attack the other person, and the other side can't possibly do, say, or have planned for anything good.
So I'm going to say something that's heretic, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think Barack Obama has bad motives. I just think he's wrong on a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. I don't ascribe.
Oh, you were so close to getting them to clap. You were this close.
No, but look,
you got to pause. Till they clap and then hit them what they don't want to hear.
Showmanship is something Stephen Colbert knows very, very well. That's why the choice of John Batiste as bandleader is such a good move. As good as Jimmy Fallon's move to appoint The Roots as the house band for NBC's Tonight Show. Fallon, too, showed up in a friendly filmed cameo. So Colbert was acknowledging the present leader of late-night TV. But Colbert, whose sentimental but heartfelt salute to Jon Stewart was a highlight of Stewart's final Daily Show, also found time on his first Late Show to salute his predecessor properly and graciously.
I just want to say that it is possible to lose sight of how much Dave changed comedy. The comedy landscape is so thickly planted with the forest of Dave's ideas that we sometimes need to remind ourselves just how tall he stands. So just for the record, I'm not replacing David Letterman. His creative legacy is a high pencil mark on a door frame that we all have to measure ourselves against.
On Colbert's opening Late Show, he made it a welcome sandbox for Republicans as well as Democrats, an instant and important distinction from the Colbert Report. Jeb Bush, George Clooney, John Batiste, even Colbert, everyone seemed to enjoy himself. And that's an emotion that translates very well through the TV set. The inaugural Late Show with Stephen Colbert was so packed with comedy bits, special guests, and music, it went several minutes overtime. But it didn't feel long. It felt good.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, what does it really mean to conduct mass deportations? Donald Trump's immigration plan calls for the deportation of Mexicans who are in the U.S. illegally. The U.S. did deport an estimated 1 million Mexicans and Mexican Americans in the 1930s during the Depression. We'll talk about this little-known chapter of American history with Francisco Balderrama, the author of Decade of Betrayal, Mexican Repatriation in the 1930s. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross. There is the long-